Legrand has been many things in his time. A Grand Prix photographer, a round-the-world yachtsman, and a friend of motorsport greats like Stirling Moss, Jim Clark, and James Hunt. He's just written a book called From Bexhill to Brands Hatch, and he claims that the first motor races were held there in Sussex at the beginning of the century, and therefore it is Bexhill and not the Brooklyn Circuit that can rightly claim to be the birthplace of British motorsport. Max talked to our man, Graham Swain.
I moved to Bexhill in 1976, and I hadn't been here a week when I went to the local museum and I saw this big picture on the wall of veteran motorists, and it said underneath, the Bexhill races. Motor racing started here in 1902, would you believe, 5 years before we went to Brooklands, where it became motor racing on a circuit, a banked circuit at that. Now, it came here at the inspiration of a man called Earl Delawarr, who is the local laird. He went every winter to the Côte d'Azur to catch some sun. In 1901, he went down there and saw the races and came back and enthused to John Montague of Bewley, who was the MP and also a publisher. And he said to John, you know, look, I've seen these races. Why can't we reenact the Nice Speed Trials here at Bexhill? And the MP thought, what a wonderful idea. So, the MP knew that the Automobile Club of Great Britain and Ireland, which has since had the royal prerogative and be called the Royal Automobile Club as we know it today, they were looking for a venue, preferably on the south coast near Dover and New Haven, in order to attract competitors from Europe. They looked at various venues in Norfolk at Cromer and Welbeck Park. So when they had the invitation to go to Bexhill, they went down to the Sussex coast, had a look at the parade along the Delawarr Estate, which was a good point because they didn't have any speed limits. There was a 12-mile-per-hour speed limit in those days on motor cars. So they didn't have to worry about that, and gave the thumbs up. So Bexhill had the races and speed trials, the very first in Britain in 1902.
Now, we're standing here on this beach. Just describe exactly what it was like in 1902.
Well, if we just look up the hill there to Galley Hill, you can see at the top there's a little obelisk there now, which makes the statement that that was the start line of the Bexhill races in 1902. And therefore, can truly say that it is the birthplace of British motor racing right to this day.
How did this take off, and what was it like in 1902 when this first race took place?
Well, the promenade here was a cycle track, to tell the truth, because people who couldn't walk or didn't want to walk, they would hire a bicycle at the cycle chalet, which was built just there along the promenade here, and that became the timekeeper's hut for the Bexhill races. And all the high polloi who stayed at the Sackville Hotel there, that gorgeous building there, they would come across the road and they'd hire a bicycle and they'd go on their bone shakers down the promenade. So the same thing was used for the motor races, except the Automobile Club said, what you must do so that the cars can get a run at the start line, especially the light tourers and also the voiturettes, they had to extend the road up to Galley Hill, you see, just up there at the top. So they have about a quarter of a mile run, then cross the line on a flying start. Whereas the more powerful hybrid motor cars, which were modified for racing, they would start from the line itself with a pistol.
There's been some controversy as a result of your book being published with, well, to mention one name, Lord Montague of Bewley Motor Museum. He argues that Brooklands is still the home of motor racing because it's a circuit.
I don't debate that. I think it is the home and spiritual home of motor racing in Great Britain. But now we've found a birthplace of motor racing here in Bexhill, and no one can refute that remark, because when you see the miles of common inches that were printed in newspapers, magazines, and regional columns, it astounds me that no one actually uncovered this and decided to acknowledge the fact that Bexhill, yes, is the spiritual home of an international motor race that took place in 1902, when you had such great names as Selwyn Edge, Charles Jarrett, Charles Rolls, who was the co-founder of Rolls-Royce. Alfred Harmsworth, who was the founding director of Associated Newspapers. And from Europe, you had big names like Leon Serpollet. He was the man who, with his steam-driven car, established probably the fastest vehicle in the world in the Nice speed trials in 1902 at 74 miles per hour.
Really?
So he was the prime guest. Once they got him, then more Europeans came, like Baron Henri Rothschild. He came across with the Mercedes. Then we had Louis Renault, who came across with his little Renault. And you know what? He established the first Renault agency in this country here in Bexhill, you know, in 1902.
Goodness gracious.
And you could read them all off. I mean, there was Gabriel Ferdinand as well, who won the 1903 aborted Paris Madrid race in Bordeaux because people were getting killed. But he came across with a big motor car as well. And so there were these great names in Bexhill. Big names in motorsport. I mean, so many ages like Damon Hill is today. You know, he's a big name.
That's your lot. I don't know how we do it for the money.